How about letting go of that one? That seems like a pretty good contract to us. Why do you feel obligated to get her stimulated? You see? This is your contract left over. You're still doing it.
Yeah.
You're still playing this game with her, yeah. And it's limiting you.
Oh, absolutely.
It's not any fun.
No, it's not.
So why do you keep doing it? Why do you think you've got to do it for her?
Well, it's all I've got with her. I have no other connection with her, really, because she doesn't know how to be a loving mother. I mean, I've always wished I had a mother like that.
All right.
She's very combatant. And
okay. Well, it's the child in you that wishes he had a mother like that. You're an adult now.
Right.
You can let her go. You can grow up now.
Well, what's left?
What's left? She gets morose. She gets in her own space. Have you ever watched what she does if you don't interfere? Have you ever kept away?
Yeah, she picks
away?
On my dad.
Okay.
She lets him, I mean, she'll...
What if you don't interfere there either?
Then he'll probably...
will happen to your father?
He'll end up in a home and she does... I mean, it's infuriating. If I'm not there to defend him, I don't... God knows what would happen to him. That's in my mind. I'm not saying it's true. That's in my mind.
That's right. That's in your mind.
Right.
Because this is the conditions of your contract.
Hmm.
That you maintain this pattern.
This goes back to past lives, I presume.
It could. But we're looking just at this life. There's plenty here. You don't have to go back to get any more. Okay?
Okay. All right.
There's plenty of work here. Right?
All right.
What we want to suggest for you is to consider breaking the contract with your mother that you keep her alive. And later on, we would suggest that you get this recording and do the same meditation and break the contract with your father to let him finally have the opportunity to stand up for himself.
With my mother.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, he has dementia now, so...
Well, yeah. How else is he going to get away from her?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Right. Okay. I thought he was trying to get away from me.
No.
It's her.
No, it's her.
Okay.
Of course it's her. She shamed him so many times.
Oh, boy.
It's so painful.
Wow.
That he's going to go off. He's going to wander off where he's free. Wow. And he can remember things that are nice. Or he can go into some other zone.
That's what he does.
Mm-hmm. He'll remember the nice things.
Oh, yeah.
He'll be sentimental or whatever. And so he doesn't have to deal with what is. He's not going to stand up for himself, obviously.
You know, the bizarre thing is that he loved his mother-in-law. I mean... I think he definitely preferred his mother-in-law to his own wife. It was bizarre. It was really bizarre.
Well, that's also going to tick the wife off, too.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah. So, but the point is that you need to also give him permission to wander off.
Okay.
Because he's finally finding some peace there.
I see.
Right?
Yeah.
He's not leaving you. Don't take it personally.
Okay.
You know why he's leaving, because if you have somebody who's on your case day in and day out, picking on you, picking on you, picking on you, and you basically feel that you are not allowed to stand up for yourself and fight back, that you must kowtow for some reason, and that's his contract with his mother probably, is trying to make peace by just doing whatever is needed, right? That you give him permission just to kind of go and leave that. He doesn't, you know, he may have appreciated what you did, but he may not be too much aware about it because he's very much in his own space now, and even he probably was in his own space then. Where did he go when she was picking on him? He probably went kind of quiet, he was kind of quiet, looked down, something like that. You probably saw it in his body position and everything.
He was a pretty noisy guy, but yeah. I mean,
but he didn't fight.
Not with her.
Saying. Not with her. No.
Not with her. Everybody else, yes. Not her.
Poor everybody else had to get the whammy from that.
Yep.
But nevertheless, your job here is to let both of your parents do their thing, and you step free. Because until you step free, they're not free.
Okay.
You're limiting yourself. And you're limiting what your future can be. You're limiting your success. You're limiting your ability to enjoy your life. You're limiting your ability to be empowered inside yourself to enjoy being with yourself and doing what you want to do, you're limiting yourself. Can you feel that?
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
And so you need to get your mother off your back. She is not your karmic responsibility now. You've grown up. You did your thing.
I don't have to be a dragon slayer.
No, you don't. Okay. And your father has found his solution. He's found his out.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So he doesn't need you to be the buffer anymore.
Okay.
So you're not required anymore.
Thank
your
you.
Mother wants to be a sourpuss and be alone. Then let her be there.
Mm.
When did she ever get the input that because she was such a negative and sour person that nobody wanted to be with her? You kept coming and being with her. The more negative she was, the more you'd come and be with her. You were supporting her negativity.
Without realizing it. But that's all I had. I had nothing else.
Right.
Yeah.
But you see, that's part of your culture, too, that says you must have this, you must have this loving relationship with your mother. And your child says, I've got to have
something.
Something.
Something's better than nothing.
Right.
Yeah.
And it enabled you to survive.
Yeah.
So be grateful for that.
Okay.
But you did survive, and so now you don't have to do it anymore.
Okay. Thank you.
Can you step back and let your mother be?
Now I can, yes. Thank you.
All right.
I
good.
Can.
So now
I'll
you
have
can
to
break,
practice that, but thank
you're
you.
Going to have to practice it, of course, because the impulse is going to be there many times for you to say, I need to go with my mother, and you're going to have to say, wait a minute, little child self, it's okay. We're grown up now.
Mm.
We don't need mommy. You survived.
Mm-hmm.
You made it. Let's be happy now. You see?
So it's not my responsibility to make her whole.
No.
Yeah.
It's your responsibility to make you whole.
Right.
And you've been hobbling about, limping about through your life trying to hold her up. So let her go and let's straighten up. And balance yourself.
Okay.
This is a gift to you, and it will be a gift to her.
Hmm.
You don't see it that way, perhaps, but it's a gift to both your parents for you to stop the game.
Hmm. A big thing to do, but I am going to do it. I'm not going to do it. I'm doing it now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's huge.
Yeah.
And you can still love them. You can still have compassion for them, but you don't have to do it by that pattern anymore. You can love your mother. You can say loving things to your mother. Practice that, and instead of aggravating her to make her come alive, and just say that. And okay, so she ignores it.
Mm-hmm.
That's just where she wants to be.
Yeah.
Let it be.
Yeah, it is sad. I mean, I have
it
to.
It is.
Just,
it is.
Yeah.
But there's nothing that you is your responsibility to do anything about your parents. Right. Your responsibility is for you. Do you have children?
I have a son.
All right. So your responsibility.
I've got issues there. Yeah.
Yeah, well, your responsibility is there too.
Yeah.
But not to your parents. Your parents had you, raised you. That's that. In a sense, that's done. You need to gift them their time now.
Okay.
All right? And you need to turn your attention to making yourself whole first, and then, you know, very much like Carolyn's vow, you know, when you're whole, then you can heal this relationship with your son.
Mm.
It'll come as almost as a natural evolvement.
Mm. Okay.
Okay.
That's motivation enough. Yeah.
Right? Because your son is trying to cope with a father who's not fully there. A father whose attention is distracted by his parents. And so the son is feeling pressured to take on the same trip. And he doesn't want to do it. He's resisting. He doesn't want to take on responsibility for your life.
Mm-hmm. Or his mother.
Or for his mother or for your power or whatever. He didn't want to do that.
Yeah, but he did.
And he did, and he's unhappy.
Yeah.
So you can break the chain now so that he doesn't continue it down the line.
Yeah, I'd love for him to talk to you. So.
All right. Well,
set
it up.
I will.
All right.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, is that it?
I don't know. It depends how long you're going to be.
Okay, it's about a... We could do another one. It's
okay, one more question.
Yes.
Pamela, please.
All right.
Down forward, red shirt.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi.
Well, I have... There are, basically, I accepted my mother's belief about me that I was unlovable. And my father... That I would be a good girl. Now, I've worked on all that for a very long time, but recently I've come to find out that my husband and I have a dynamic that reinforces both of those positions, and we are trying
to... What a surprise.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So we're working through deciding if we can begin again, each mm-hmm. become whole and begin again. I have an arrangement with my husband where he is... I will tell you what I believe about him. He's not here, so I can only give you my impressions. But he's basically terrified of emotion, and he's a thinker personality type, so he stays in his head. But I wrote a script for him that said that he would come out on occasion and give me just enough love to keep me going. Not too much, according to the deal I made with my mother, but just enough.
You don't want to be too lovable.
No. So the question, I guess, is I've done a lot of work on my mother and father.
Mm-hmm.
Do I focus on the contract with my husband, the dysfunction in our relationship today?
No. What is still functioning here is your agreement with your mother of what you needed to do and how you needed to cope being so unlovable. Because you thought you were unlovable because she didn't know how to give you love, frankly.
Right.
Okay. So you assumed as a child that was because you were unlovable. So you accepted a situation where you didn't get the love you wanted.
Right.
Okay. This is the basic pattern. You're just extending it and transferring it over to your husband. But this is the pattern you got to break.
Okay.
With your mother. Right?
Yes.
And your father was the whole good girl thing so that you would have value.
Okay.
Okay. And so you probably had transferred that one over to your husband too.
Yes. I can
that you do all the good things and you're reliable and whatever, blah, da, 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 da. So you're still the good girl in a sense. You don't tick him off too much so he doesn't have to deal with his emotions too much, et cetera, et cetera. Right? So you've learned how to dance around all the limits and the parameters and this and that condition and that condition, and you just know how to dance around all these conditions.
Yes.
Okay. What if you didn't have to do that anymore? How disoriented would you be?
Extremely.
You wouldn't know what to do, would you?
Absolutely.
What you wake up in the morning, now what do I do? Because you lost a whole big piece of yourself. Because of this dynamic with your parents.
Okay.
Okay. So, yes, you've processed it. You know it like the back of your hand.
Yes.
Okay. So you don't really need to look at it and understand it anymore.
No.
You got it. Now you need to agree with your willingness, agree to let it go.
Granted.
Okay. There you go. Because how can you, as an adult, still feel somewhere that you're unlovable when it's based on a child's misperception?
Yes.
You see, it doesn't function for you.
No, and I understand what
right.
you're saying.
Right. So you have to find out, and you have, and this is what's beautiful about you, is that you've done a lot of work, and you have discovered that you are valuable, that you are lovable. But you still have your value and your love based on performance and what you do for others.
Right.
And not on your essential being.
Right.
Okay. When you release a contract like this, your whole identity has to shift into knowing that you're lovable because you're divine by your nature.
Right.
You're valuable because you're divine by your very nature. That's it. Okay? And when this takes the burden of performance pressure off of you, you'll just start to rebuild who you really are in action. then your actions, your motivations will get really clean. It won't be, oh, I've got to do this in order to avoid conflict and pain and suffering. I'm going to do this because, well, it needs to get done and I'm willing to do it and I'm okay. So you want to go from a different perspective in orientation to your life. And you can't do it until you let go of these contracts with your parents. And mainly your mother. Because the unlovable one is the one that really is sticks you.
Yes.
That's the one that's the most painful. Okay? So we would suggest when we do our meditation that you would break it with your mother.
Thank you.
All right? And take back your lovability.
I've sort of run into a wall with that, wanting to expand my definition of love and my ability to walk in love, and I've come up to a wall, and that's led.
Yeah, the wall is that performance thing.
Okay.
But and the wall is that this contract is still resonating in you.
And then, is there a contract between my husband and I that must be broken? Or
we would suggest that you wait a while before you do something like that. Because it could be that once you break the contract with your mother, and then if you get the recording of this, you can go and we would suggest and then do the one with your father, okay? Mm-hmm. And that once you do those two, you remove the foundation of any kind of extended and projected contractual arrangement that you transferred over to your husband, and then see how you are. See what your perspectives are from there.
Okay.
Because you made him both your mother and your father.
Yes.
Okay. So once you take that off of him and you can just see him as the man that he is, and yes, he is terrified of his emotions because he feels, and frankly, he feels he's really bad at it.
I know.
And he only wants to do things he's good at.
I know.
Okay. Yeah. And he's a really good idea person.
Mm-hmm.
He's really great in that regard. So he focuses and concentrates on that. But he would dearly, dearly, dearly love to be open, love to be vulnerable, and love to love you. He would love to do that. He just doesn't feel safe enough. It's just too terrifying. What if you took off the energy grid that maintained that whole attitude by changing, by breaking your contracts, by coming from a totally different place without any need for him to occasionally come and give you a little bite to eat, all of a sudden, maybe he would feel safer. And when a man feels safer, then he might be willing to approach, to be a little vulnerable. Because he's afraid that if he's weak around you, he's let you be the strong one, right?
Yes.
Emotionally, anyway. You're the strong one. You're the tough one. He's going, in a way, emotionally. So if he feels he's weak around you, what are you going to do to him? You know, whatever his mother or father did to him.
Okay.
Or what he's afraid that could happen. Doesn't even need to have happened, ever. He might have gone out on a date when he was like 14, like his first date or something, and been rejected. And he's still holding on to it. What if he felt safe? He might be able to reconsider.
Thank you.
It's your great gift to him for you to break it with your parents and to realign yourself. When you become lovable, when you become valuable just because you are, this will create a different frequency for him. It will remove that old negative grid of dark energy around your relationship.
Thank you.
All of you, consider, if you let go of these contracts, it releases grids that are holding you in place. It releases them. You're going to have to look at what your future could be without this familiar limitation. Some people really like the familiar limitation. It's too scary to go without it, like Pamela's husband. But if somebody does it, if you were in a relationship and your mate did it, and freed themselves from the contracts of their parents and shifted and changed, it would change your perception of them. It would be warmer, friendlier, more inviting, and more safe. Because frankly, all of these contracts create a tremendous atmosphere of emotional lack of safety in all of you. All right, so thank you. Those of you who asked the questions, thank you for being on the hot seat. Yeah, they're very good questions. Thank you, thank you. So let us go into meditation now. Get yourself in a position that's comfortable, or the most comfortable that you can be in, where you can be stationary and not have to move about and keep adjusting your body. There's a part of you that doesn't really want to do this, that's afraid of emotion. Everybody has a little bit of it. And your body's the one that generally responds to it by getting antsy. I've got to eat. Oh, I've got an itch. I've got to go to the bathroom. I've got to do this. I've got to think about that. So just give your body a little message that you love your body. Thank you, body. It's been with you as a very dedicated partner up to this point. It's working with you. It's helping you. It's enabling you to be on your spiritual path, to fulfill your mission of self-realization in this very lifetime, should you wish to have it. Powerful. Powerful opportunity for you to love your body and just let your body relax. Let your body get out of the way. And reassure your body that in a little while, you're going to reattend to its needs. And it'll be able to run around and do whatever it needs to do just in a little while. So knowing this, let yourself relax. Give yourself permission to move into your internal space, closing your eyes like pulling a curtain of privacy around you. Letting yourself go deep inside, into your internal space. It's as if you have a room inside you. A room that you go to when you're in your own quiet personal space. We call it the center. It may feel like this is your center. This is your essential center place. It will feel like you are floating a bit because you're relaxed. And when you're relaxed and allowing yourself to be open to the experience and your body's out of the way, the energy will flow through your body with ease. Your body will continue to beat, the heart will beat, the lungs will breathe. Your metabolism will continue, and you don't have to think about it. As you float in your center, letting go of all your thoughts, just letting yourself listen to our voice and just be. Letting yourself be. And any noises that are in your environment will only serve to help you be more focused and attentive within yourself. And ask the greater you, the higher you, to assist you, to help you stay awake, to stay present and in your power. And you, what is your power? Your ability, your capacity to make a decision, to make a choice, and to act upon it? To do what you choose, your way, your power? So as a choice of power, choose to be very present right now. Choose to step into a higher vibrational level, a greater sense of being, and a freer, more expanded life. Choose to love and appreciate and value yourself enough to gift to you this freedom you're about to do, knowing at the same time it is a gift to everyone else who knows you. For those you love the most are those people who are most willing to be who they are. You, who are you? Being of light, spark of divine consciousness, came into this life, and at some point, most often with your parents, one or both, you made an agreement for the sake of survival, a level of love, indeed, for the sake of peace, a level of love, for the sake of harmony. It came out of your child nature of love. This is how children love. And you did it for love. You did it for the love of your parents or siblings and later your mate. And you did it because you thought that this would make you happy if the others were happy. If they were alive, you could be alive. You took on a responsibility that was beyond your age capacity. You took it on before you knew how to carry this responsibility. And you took it into your psyche. It became a psychic contract. So floating in this space, know that you are being supported now by your unseen friends, by your helpers, spirit guides, mentors, masters, teachers. Imagine yourself surrounded in a sea of stars, a starry sky surrounding you, hundreds, thousands of stars twinkling, twinkling, winking with love at you. Every star, every point of light, a conscious being, a friend, being with you, witnessing what you are about to do, loving you, supporting you, being here for you. Just let yourself feel the support. Let all these beings of light love you. Some you know, most you do not. And some of those stars move from their position in the sky and move to a position above you, where they come together and form a bright star, a star of union, the way that we show ourselves. And we, that bright star, we send a beam of light down to you, that when it reaches you, is a column of light that surrounds your whole body, that you float within our light. Yes, you can still see the stars. Our light shimmers, sparkles, swirls, and just gently rains upon you. Let our light just enter into you, enter in your cells, drench you with our caring, our support, our love for you. Because what you're about to do is a major step of loving yourself. And we love you and support you in this step and every step in which you invite us. So let us love you, let us nurture you. And now in your mind's eye, see the person with whom you made your agreement. The psychic contract being with this one, perhaps your mother, your father, a sibling, someone else of primary importance in your life. Just see this person. See them through the eyes of compassion, because you saw them suffer. You saw their pain, and you thought that you could alleviate it somehow. You thought you must. You thought it was your obligation, your need. You wanted their pain relieved. You wanted them to be happy. You wanted them to be alive, free, joyous, vibrant, healthy, strong, happy, loving, caring. You wanted it. You wanted them to be whole. And in the only the way that you knew how, you made an adjustment to this person. From the point of view that you are now, the mature person that you are now, look back on this person that your child self years ago encountered, or your adolescent self, whenever you took on this contract, this agreement. Look at the person that you took this agreement for back then. Looking from the point of view of you now, grown up, mature, have compassion. Feel compassion for their pain. And in your mind's eye, come up close to this person. Stand in front of this person so that they see you and you see them directly, eye to eye, heart to heart. Now you're seeing them in a psychic reference. This is a meditation. You're seeing an image of them. You're seeing the image of them that you held in your mind then. You're seeing the image that your child self or your younger self felt had to do something about. Look at them with love and compassion. And mentally speak to them now. Introduce yourself. You're their child grown. Or their mate. Older. You are the person that you are now. And you've come because you have realized how much that they have suffered, how much pain they had. Pain you didn't recognize years ago. Let them know that from this vantage point of now, that you love them and you wish them well. Whether they are still in physical form or not, doesn't matter. You love them, you wish them well. And now, you hear a rustle and a bustle, and your younger self, the one who made the contract with this one, shows up. Whatever age, whether it's 3, 5, 10, or older, let this self show up, the self that you were, the self that still had that thread of wisdom, a knowing of the soul, the self that was willing to sacrifice and limit the self. Let that self show up and come to be with you, to come to be with you both. So there are three of you now. And notice that as this younger you shows up, notice the response of this one you have the contract with. Notice how this parent or mate or sibling, notice how this one responds to their presence, the presence of this younger you. You know the games they played. You know the dynamics between. And you put your hand on the shoulder of your younger self, and addressing this one with whom you wish to break the contract, you say to them mentally, "No. I know that there has been difficulty between you. And here is why. This younger me was attempting to make you happy, to bring harmony, to bring peace, so that they could survive, so that there would be joy in the household, so that they could see and imagine a beautiful future filled with love, value, and caring. And this self made an agreement to repress, suppress, limit, restrict, or sacrifice something of themselves for you. And this one that you're addressing this to looks surprised in a sense and said, "But I never expected, I never asked them to do this for me. I didn't know. I was absorbed in my own stuff. I didn't know." And you turn to your younger self and say, "How do you see that you made the agreement? What did you feel you had to do? And what did you expect this one, this parent or guardian or mate or sibling to do?" And listen, let your younger self speak. Let that one say, "Well, if I did this, I expected that it would make them happy, and then they would be like this, and then we would both be like." So let your younger self speak the contract, speak the arrangement. And let the parent or whomever listen. And now let the parent respond. The parent said, "What? I didn't know how to love. I didn't know how to be happy. I didn't know how to be powerful. I didn't know who I was. I learned this from my parents." I thought that if I were like this, that eventually I could figure it out, I could work it out. And let this parent or guardian or sibling or mate share with both of you what they had agreed upon to do. They agreed upon some limit of them, some suffering, something in this lifetime, they too, for their parents or their mate. And let your younger self listen to this. Perhaps they chose to be angry, controlling, domineering, weak, timid, imbalanced, because that's what saved them. But notice how the two don't fully, completely match. The agreement was not both ways. The agreement was child to parent, and from that parent to their parents. So let the child or the younger you, in realizing this, let them now realize that they made that choice all by themselves. That they were empowered to make that choice, and they did so. They did so perhaps out of love, but they didn't have to. They chose it. It was part of something they wanted to work with in this lifetime that you've been working with. And let this child or younger you know they no longer have to carry this load, because you're not going to either. It's over. The sacrifice is complete, no longer useful or necessary. Let your younger self know, I am going on. I am becoming whole. I am becoming the person that I came to be, the light being that I am, the powerful reality creator that I am. I am becoming that one. I choose to be free, to be loving, to be whole, to be radiant. And I choose that from this self I can gift my light and my love freely, without limiting myself to anyone I choose to, without expecting a behavioral change or behavioral response in them that would produce a certain level of harmony or peace or whatever. I now choose freedom. And your younger self looks a bit puzzled, because it was the way they survived. So you can say to them, it's all right. You can continue to do this, to feel this way. That's all right. if you wish to do so. You don't have to. You made it. You survived. You don't need to hang on to survival anymore. And to the parent or guardian or maid, you say, I hereby break this arrangement that I made. I hereby give you notice that I no longer will hold this limitation for you, that I now choose to gift to you my real self. I choose to be whole, and my choice is for you to be as happy as you can be, or work with whatever you need to work with. I'm giving you your freedom too. You're under no obligation. No obligation for behavior, for response, for change, whatever. You have permission to be whoever you wish to be. I give you this permission. Because I hereby break this agreement. And by doing that, you bring forth a piece of paper. And on this piece of paper is written the agreement, like a contract. Written like a contract, I, comma, with your name. Hereby agree to repress, suppress, limit, or sacrifice myself in the following ways in order to achieve a certain response from this person, in order to have harmony, etc., etc. All the delineations are there on the sheet, on the contract. And underneath it all, there are two places to sign. A witness, and your own signature. And there, under your own signature, is your younger self's signature. The witness was to be this other person, the parent or guardian or whoever. But that's not signed. It's only signed by your younger self. So you don't need... you don't need that other person to recognize it. All you need to do now is to let go of the contract. And so you say, I hereby renounce, denounce, end, complete, null and void this contract. This day, this year, this time and space, I so decree, I am free. And with that, you take this contract and you rip it in two. You just tear it. You just rip it in two. And maybe take those two pieces and rip it another time. And let the pieces of paper fall to the ground. The younger self looks a little perplexed, and the one with whom you made this agreement, you thought, is looking a bit perplexed as well. But you feel inside you, feel the chains go off. Let yourself drop the chains. Let yourself drop the blanket. Let yourself drop the load, the burden, let it drop now out of your body. And let the other two witness it out of you right now. It is as if it is just draining out of you into a puddle on the floor, as if it's water. It's coming out of you. It's just draining out of you. Let it come out of you. Let every message, every inch of this contract, every aspect of it, in every cell, let it release from every cell and drain out, drip out from your fingers onto the ground, drip down your body, drain out your feet. Let it empty from you. Let it leave only that part of you that is not part of this contract or arrangement or sacrifice. And we will help you. Indeed, our light is still around you. And we're going to take this contractual energy, this limitation, this restriction, and as you do this, we're going to gently take it and send it out in the vortex. So just let it drench out, and you're just going to see that it's just going to start going out into nowhere. It's going to just start spinning out, disappearing. We're going to be taking it from you. Give it to us. Let it go. Come on, let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Let it drain out. Come on, let it go. Let it go. The whole energy, the grid of this contract, the fibers of crosshairs of light, length, width, and depth, let them all release from you. Let it go. And out it goes. With every breath, it goes more out. With every exhale, you're cleaner. Cleaning, cleaning, purifying. Feel light coming into you now. Feel light just gently absorbing into you. The light of your greater self. The light of those of us who love you, gifting to you. Feel the light coming in as the darkness, as the water, as the stuff of the contract, of the agreement drains the rest of it out. Feel the light coming in, feeling yourself light, feeling yourself loose, comfortable, free. Until you're filled with light. Filled with light. Let yourself feel the lightness. Let yourself feel a little tingle. Little vibration of life, of greater life and vibrancy and aliveness in you. A greater sense of well-being, of energy. Let yourself feel it. The light is getting stronger and getting stronger and getting stronger. Let yourself feel more whole. Let yourself be filled with a sense of your own lovability. You are valuable. You are lovable. You are worthwhile. You are okay. You are good and true. You are a beautiful spiritual being. You are empowered. You are free. You're loved by the divine. You are divine within you. Your very nature, divine. Let it absorb, let it absorb, let it be recognized. Let yourself open to receive it. Let yourself get it. Get it. There's nothing you have to do, nothing to earn, no performance, nothing. It is a being. Let yourself radiate this light. Let yourself feel your light shining greater and greater, and you're becoming bigger and bigger, 10 feet, 20 feet tall, shining this incredible radiant light. Feel it going out, oh, all over the planet, your playing field, your reality. Let it inform your reality that your future is going to be in alignment with this. Your relationships are going to be in alignment with this. You're going to be able to love and to give and to touch and to heal and to exchange with others from this place now. Your truer self, your greater self, living through you now. Claim it. Own it. The past is gone. And as you feel this radiance, as you feel this light, you look back way down there. There the two of them still stand. You're tall and filled with light. Put your light into your younger one, your younger self. Forgive your younger self for having made that choice. I forgive you. You had to survive, and it was a good choice for you at the moment. It enabled you to survive, and I thank you because we made it. And here, let me fill you up with lovability, with value, with worth. Let me touch you with the divine that is us. Let me love you. And infuse them now with love. And they become brighter and they become taller. Until proportionately they're the same height to you as they were before. You put your arms around them. You love them. You love seeing them whole and free. They can do whatever they choose to, but at least they know they are loved. And then you reach over to this one for whom you made the contract or the agreement or the arrangement. I forgive you. You only brought this to me because I asked for these themes in my life, and I know that you were the perfect person to bring this one to me, to enable me to be more powerful, to enable me to stand up more strongly, to enable me to gift you my power, to enable me to love you, to give you what you needed or what I felt you needed, to enable me to be able to give, to enable me to be oriented, to do what I needed to do for my learning. I thank you for that. I know that I love you. I know that I forgive you too. And so you give them your love. You touch them and give them your love. Fill them up with your love and your light, and they may grow up too until you're big, bright, 20-foot tall beings of light together. And they, their eyes moist, feeling more love perhaps than they've been able to feel in their entire life. They thank you. You feel their love for you. Love that they could not express perhaps then, but they can now. And you embrace, healed, whole, at peace. You've gifted them your freedom and your love. They may now pull from your embrace and turn around and face their parents. They may. If they choose to do so, just let them, because they will repeat this process. It can go back through the generations. It can heal your past all the way back. They don't have to do it. You're healed. The buck stops here. The pattern stops here with you. And now, finally, look to your future. What does this bode for your life ahead. You being free of this arrangement, of this necessity, of this compulsion, of this obligation or duty. You're free. You're free to give love, to touch others, to be someone that can inspire others, that can lift others just by your presence. Nothing you have to do. It's your being. What, though, do you think you might want to do? What kind of life do you want to live? What kind of relationships do you want to rebuild or create anew? Just look in your future. What is it? Where are you looking? What is it that you feel drawn to, that you desire to experience? More love, more light, more fun, more sharing, more caring, more vitality, more health, more adventure? What is it you can do now? Unlimited that you are with this particular agreement. And as you sense that, sense the brightness and the beautiful high resonance of this future. Sense it. It is your future. It is you learning what you came to learn. It is you dealing with your themes. You're taking these themes of love and going to a whole nother level with love. Your future filled with love in its various forms and manifestations. And out of your love, you will let people be who they need to be. If they feel they still need to work on their issues, yes, you can let them. Don't try to fix anybody. This is not your job anymore. Your job is to envision you healed, whole, and envision a bright future for you. A future that may include them, and it can lift them. And we're going to take a few breaths. You can join us or not, doesn't matter. And we're going to take this vision of your future, this vibration, and we're going to send it out along the vortex. Give it to us. Informing your reality that this is what it needs to work on now. This is what it needs to bring to you now. All the opportunities to experience this future. And it is done. And you are free. Free to be. Let yourself return to body consciousness, your body patiently waiting for you. You loving your body more than before, appreciating what your body has had to go through for so long, imagining how much more comfortable your body will be in the future without this load on it, without the stress and conflict in it. Coming back into the present mode, bringing with you this wholeness, bringing with you this light in your cells, bringing with you this new sense, this greater sense of radiance. As you gently open your eyes, returning anew, cleansed, different. You might be disoriented a while. If it's a major pattern in your life, the more major it is, the more disoriented you might find yourself being. But remember, it is your choice now. It's not a habit. It's your choice. When it shows up again and you feel the familiar thoughts and feelings and flows of energy and the tightness and the tension and the compulsion and the obligation and the duty and the stimulation that you're supposed to be doing this or that, your caution, your worry, when those familiar energies show back up, say, wait a minute. Let me remind myself who I am now. I'm not that self anymore. I'm me now. A light being, divine by my very nature. I love. I am lovable. I am worthy. I am okay. I am good and true. And let yourself get back to that. Let that be your natural place. Let that be your habit. Let that be your orientation. And from there, look with compassion. Compassion for yourself and for anyone else that you're in a relationship with. And approach it with that love. And approach it with that compassion. Because even if you're not getting love in a relationship, you can love yourself. And that is your choice. And when you love yourself, you make it safe, a great gift to them that makes it easier for them to love themselves, to love you, to be present with you. It is a pleasure, as always, for us to work with you. And you've done a lot of really good work today. Be gentle on yourself. Don't try to push yourself. Reorient gently. It's going to take 2 or 3 days before you're going to feel a new level of orientation. Don't go back to the person you were. It's going to be tempting. Don't go back there. Keep reminding yourself, I'm the light being, I'm the light being, I'm the light being. What does that mean? I love myself, I'm valuable, I'm okay. Keep reminding yourself. Keep stepping into it. Keep claiming it. Keep loving yourself more. And watch the beautiful things that happen. We surround you, dear ones, as always, with our light and our love. Farewell.